We have only one item on today's agenda. Draft Advisory Opinion 2024-03 is going to be held over to a future executive session, and the proposed final audit report on Madison Project Inc. has been resolved on tally. So that leaves us with Reg 2024-01, Candidate Security, a draft notice of proposed rulemaking. We have Mr. Lewis Lipchak, C. Tony Buckley, Joseph Wenzinger, and Robert Knopp from the Office of General Counsel. Counsel, if you could give us a presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. Before you is agenda document 24-11-A, a draft notice of proposed rulemaking regarding the commission's proposal to amend its regulations on the use of campaign funds to pay for security measures for federal candidates and office holders. The proposed rule would codify several commission advisory opinions that authorize the use of campaign funds to pay for certain security measures and address additional issues raised in those advisory opinions. If approved, the draft MPRM will be published in the Federal Register, and the commission will receive public comments on the petition for a period of 60 days. Thank you, and I'm happy to address any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lipchak. Before I turn it over to colleagues, let me say just a couple things about this one item. It's a dangerous world out there, and over the last decade, it has become increasingly more dangerous for federal candidates and for members of Congress. I think we all know the worst examples that have been in the news, the attack on Representative Gabby Giffords in 2011, the shooting, the congressional baseball practice in 2017, more recently, the home invasion, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and the attack on her husband. Those attacks shocked everyone, but what I think gets even less attention than those particular events are the hundreds of smaller cases, lesser cases that members of Congress and candidates deal with every single week. Death threats, heated confrontations, close calls that have become a regular feature of legislative work. Last year, the U.S. Capitol Police opened over 8,000 threat cases against members of Congress. That is more than eight times as many cases as they had in 2016. And what everyone, I think, hoped was just a temporary spike in threat cases and assaults on members of Congress over the last few years has remained elevated over a number of years, going back to 2017 and 2018. Because the increase isn't going away, I think the commission needs to think and approach this problem differently. Rather than relying on advisory opinions and case-by-case decision-making, today, the commission is putting forth for the public a proposed formal universal rule, one that they can see, they can comment on, and becomes final, one that they can rely on for all situations. So this proposed rulemaking will open up a 60-day comment period where I hope interested members of the public will make their views known on this issue and help inform the commission's rulemaking process with their insights. I've said before that those comments are important. They are read, they are considered, and they make a difference in these rulemaking processes. I look forward to reading those comments and continuing to work with my colleagues toward a final rule for a new regulation on this issue. In closing, I want to thank the Policy Division and for their great work putting this NPRM together, answering commissioner questions, and working with offices. I want to thank Commissioner Broussard, my colleague on the Regulations Committee, for all of her great insights and work on this proposal. And I want to thank all my other colleagues who also offered helpful feedback and comments and input on this. So I'll say it again, it's a dangerous world out there. For democratic government to function, candidates and office holders need to be able to run for office and exercise their responsibilities without the fear of threats or physical harm to themselves or to their families. It's a basic requirement for maintaining public order, and I hope the commission can act within its legal authority to help uphold that order. So with that, thank you again to the Policy Division, and I'll open up the floor to any other colleagues who want to be recognized. Not? Maybe time for an appropriate motion, Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for your leadership on this issue. With respect to Reg 2024-01, candidate security, I move approval of agenda document 24-11-A and move that we direct the Office of General Counsel to submit this document for publication in the Federal Register.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair. Any discussion on that motion? Okay, seeing none, all of those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, that motion carries by a vote of 5-0. Myself, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Dickerson, Commissioner Traynor in favor, and Commissioner Lindenbaum unavoidably absent and entitled to submit a vote by midnight tonight. And that resolves this issue and the only substantive item on our agenda. So let me move to close this out by asking Madam Acting Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters we need to discuss today?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. There are no such matters.
Thank you so much. With that, this open meeting is adjourned.